The talk is the only other animal apart from a turkey that has white and dark meat.
I'll just throw this in there. It was going to be a question later on.
But that doesn't mean you should eat it so early in the morning, Daddy. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Would you eat tortoise?
Yes, I would, yeah.
Daddy has a very country Irishman's view to the animal kingdom, and it's got him in trouble on the airwaves many, many times. He has absolutely no sentiment about...
There's no qualms, I'm afraid.
No, because you eat them all.
I'm still waiting for you to take up my offer of eating a handful of chocolate-covered ants for £1,000.
You see, Dan, just don't throw for me. We're not going to... We have done that phone in before about, things people have eaten for bats, which I don't actually mind doing, but all you do is get blokes ringing and say, I was drunk while a friend of mine ate a moth. The worst thing is when you're sitting, it's not all right, that's the worst thing, and that's really terrible. All that dust on them.
Oh.
It's like those chocolates, you know those chocolates and the dust on them, but when you put them in your mouth, it's very bitter.
There's nothing to a moth, you're not going to get any... crackling.
No, it was. It was about 30 quid he got for that. He did two things. My mate John Hammond.
I thought you meant he did it accidentally.
No. He's at a moth eating drive. If you get a bunch of blokes around a table, right, and one of them suddenly like snaps in the air and grabs something, you think, oh no, I know what he's going to say. And he's going, I've got a moth here. We're ordering a couple of beers. I'll eat you if you give us 2 quid each, right? So we said, what? He didn't even look what colour or stripe. It could have been a wasp. It could have stung.
You're afraid of wasps, though.
Oh, I'm terrified. I think everything's a wasp. I think the most dangerous animal in the zoo is a wasp, but there it is. And he ate it.
How do you know it was even in his hand?
Oh, no, it was. It was in his hand, yeah, because he pulled a little section of wing out here, and I'm sorry, kid, that he did.
Does he like...
We're not fools, you know. We said, how do we know there's a wasp?
Moth-wise, does he like wing or less?
But he did, yeah. John Hannon ate that. And then to follow this up, and you may want to jump in on this conversation, 0500 1053 89, but he, a few weeks later, was at a party, and this dates it in the late 70s, and there was one of these, mums and dads used to have them in the houses. There was these tea dispensers, and they looked like kind of plastic inverted rockets with a nozzle on, and you held your teapot underneath, and you pushed the button on the side, and it dispensed a portion of loose leaf tea into your teapot, rather than all, you know, away with spoon misery.
Yeah.
You just had these on the wall, and they were filled.
And they were kind of translucent blue, weren't they?
If anyone's still got one of those,
or
if your parents out there have got something really archaic in their house, and every time you go there, you think, wow, there can't be many of those about, still in use.
Every grandparents, won't it, really?
Yeah, grandparents will have the. But I don't think any tea dispensers are still out there. Anyway, they used to be on the wall in kitchens, full of tea, you see. And it did used to be quite novel to push the nozzle on the side, and some tea used to come out. Now, John Hannon said, it was already full of moth. He says, give us 2 quid, right, and I'll put my mouth under it, and you keep pushing the nozzle until it's full up, right? So we said, all right, was that a party? Someone else's head, there wasn't anyone about the house. So he did, he got on an exit. We kept pushing the nozzle until he couldn't take it. He said it was coming out of his nose. And then he just started and we'll get him 2 quid. That to me, yeah, John, underneath one of those. Yeah, someone else's house. By the way, the word archaic. Good joke.
It was tea leaves. I thought you meant it was tea leaves.
Oh, no, not actual tea leaves.
I'm thinking, why would you pay someone to put their mouth
on? No, tea? No, no, tea, actual tea, tea leaves, you see. And I can imagine, for the months, you'd be finding tea leaves around, wouldn't you? But he did, and until there was a little mound of tea coming out of his mouth, we kept pumping away.
Probably coughing all over your lungs as well.